Okay. I call to order the Committee on IDEA, March 13th, Friday, 2026, at 4:46 in the Joe Crosby Union, room 405, and on Zoom. Compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law, Agenda Item 2A, was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. The land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the New Moon, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Roll call must be listed by the secretaries.
Chair Castro?
Present.
Senator Huang?
Tardy excused.
Senator Strunk?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Neubel?
Absence excused.
Senator Dayton?
Absence excused.
Senator Burroughs?
Absence excused.
Senator Evans?
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right.
Point of order.
Yes.
It's only present if he's present on Zoom, not tardy excused.
What is this doing?
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Will you strike that from the record? Senator Huang is present on Zoom. Sorry, excuse me, he's not tardy.
Quorum is present.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Let me pull up your guys' presentation. And you guys can stay there or you can come up here regardless. It's just up to your personal preference. Okay, let me pull that up now.
Senator Burroughs is absence excused, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Where is it?
Is it this?
Is it that one?
I don't know.
I don't know. It might be right. Sure, we can try this one. Yeah, usually there's a cord that dangles, but it would make a lot.
I think it is that because this one is going to the TV.
Okay.
Through the table.
I see. I'm going to unplug the blue one then in that case because it can't actually fit my laptop and the phone is in. There we go. Excuse me. Let's see if that connects it. Should take just a second. Yep. Okay. Let me just make sure that this is pulling up your guys' presentation now.
You all the way to the first one.
Yes, here we go.
Perfect.
All right.
And so you said we can stay here, we can go over there?
Up to your, whatever you feel like you want to do. Okay, really, it's up to you. I know it can be like anxiety to like go up like you're presenting to a class.
So. No, I don't mind. I mean, I'm a future educator, so I mean, I don't regardless do it.
Yes, that's true.
So.
All right. And this, by the way, this falls under agenda item 2, public comment. Yes.
Thank you.
Try and get zoomed in. I'm sorry, you guys.
No worries.
I only have like one button here. Okay. All right. Hello. That does not help. guys, I promise I'm not technologically like incompetent. Okay. Okay. You guys can use my own laptop, touch whatever you want, up to you. Whatever you feel, but anyways, the floor is yours regardless.
Thank you. So thank you so much, Anita, for having us. It's a pleasure to meet everyone. I'm the Latino Supervisory Board President, as well as a treasurer for Cocorico Cima La Plata, and I'll pass it on to my other executive board member.
Hello, everybody. Introduce myself already. My name is Emilio Esparza. I'm the Vice President of ELSAB.
And yeah. we have three pillars that we focus here at the University of Nevada Reno. So it's civil engagement, academic excellence, and outreach. And through these pillars, which is our mission, is to have it in every single event, some sort of form of these three pillars. Through fundraiser events we have here, or collaborate with other organizations, and as well as when we go out of the university, such as when we meet up with Latino stakeholders, or when we just partner up with, like, for example, like going to GSR and stuff like that. We always strive to have all of these three pillars aligned with our events. But yeah, no.
So, in terms of civic engagement, we're still kind of working on getting the details on that, but we're trying to strive for a more education of how politics work, not through us, but through professionals. We have a few contacts with people who have done it in the past or have contacts with legislators here in Nevada. Here's an example of when we went out to the Reno Town or the City Hall to speak with the mayor about giving us a donation to go take students to a conference in Chicago. It's a professional development conference for Latino students by Latinos. And up top there in the little image, we do have a meeting with the Latino stakeholders. They're an or a group of professional Latinos from all sorts of jobs. They could be from bankers, real estate, politics, I think some even the teacher. But so in general, we're trying to grow our outreach in terms of teaching students more about civic engagement, because we understand how important it is. And it's a big problem in Latino culture. It's we don't really have the tools, or we don't even know a lot of what civic engagement means and don't understand why it's important, even though it does affect us a lot.
Yeah, so and with the community engagement, so we at the university collab with a couple of Hispanic slash Latino organizations here at the campus, such as Spanish Club, Folklorico Cima de Plata, Mariachi, and as well as frat and sororities, so like for example, like Kirikai and NAC. And so we tend to do like events where we hold workshops to kind of like ease into the semester, as well as we're also trying to open up for like having like an open space, especially the times that's going on. So we tend to like try to discuss stuff like that for the students. And other things is just to kind of like do events more like for peaceful, like in a sense of like de-stressing from midterm and things like that. So like for example, like yesterday we made stress balls at the multi-quarter center. And so we had a good turnout. We had like 10 students come in. And so it was pretty fun, but that's a couple of things that we do for community engagement here at the University of Nevada Reno. However, outside of the University of Nevada Reno, we are planning on doing some like huge pilots. Hopefully it can make it happen this semester. Or yeah, that's it. Here at the, or this semester, if not then for sure next semester. But yeah.
I guess to add on to that a little further, being Hispanic, our culture has to do a lot with family. We don't like to, a lot of things that I've noticed as a first generation student is a lot of Americans, when they turn 18, they leave the house. But especially where I'm from in Mexico, it's my entire family's very close, extended family, grandparents, cousins, second cousins, everything. We're all really close. So a lot of students, especially first generation students, for students that have a strong Hispanic background or were taught that way, they kind of feel a big culture shock when come to university because it's their first time being by themselves without the family. A lot of those students, especially in STEM, don't get to see a lot of people like them. They don't get to see, you know, talk about the same experiences, talk with the same languages. So one reason why we are harping on this point of community engagement is to have those students have a space where they can be themselves, be authentic, have fun with other people who are like them. Because sometimes it feels, especially during these times, that you know, your people aren't being necessarily treated the best, or you kind of have a target on your back for this and that reason, or you feel that the hand you were given in life isn't the best due to how you were born or where, what you look like or whatever, right? But in general, what we're trying to do is just kind of create a space where, you know, as Latinos, we can be comfortable and enjoy, collaborate, or not just a collaboration, but like time with other Latinos, because it's a really big part of our culture. And
these are the rest of the executive board members. Unfortunately, everybody is kind of busy. Everybody's kind of working or finishing up some homework, and also under the weather. So, but yeah, so hopefully next other event or meeting that you guys have, hopefully y'all can be here. But yeah, then we can move on to the next one. So we do have a couple upcoming events. So this Tuesday, March 17th is the Latinx How. And so essentially we're gonna have Vamos Pack, we're gonna have Rocoico performances as well as Mariachi performances. And we're gonna have, I'm pretty sure we're gonna have food, and we're gonna have like, it's gonna be a huge event at the Rotunda over there by the Joe, so outside right here. And we're gonna have like a lot of student organizations tabling, kind of spreading awareness. So hopefully you guys can make it, where you guys can pop out from 3 to 5. And yeah, so if you guys have any questions, let me know after the meeting, or if you want anything, you can send me a message. But yeah.
Oh, the second.
Oh, and then, sorry. Yeah, and we have next week on March 19th for our second week for kind of quote unquote midterms. We're gonna be making flowers out of pipe cleaners. And so that's another fun activity that we're gonna be doing. So hopefully if you guys can make it, if you guys are around, stop by. We normally have some food, some snacks. So if you guys are hungry, you guys are around, please come around. But yeah. And then lastly, we have Giving Day. And so we are gonna be promoting and doing like all the social stuff. And this is kind of one way to kind of branch out to you guys. If you guys can please share this out. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but no matter how much or the amount of money that you make, ACUN matches it. And so we're hoping to make $1,000 that way next, the following years, because I'm already a senior. Once I graduate, I want the rest of the upcoming years for the students to go to the Chicago conference that Emilia was talking about. And so this is a good opportunity to, you know, raise funds. But yeah, now, in a sense for collaborating with y'all, or hopefully, if I would like to say this is, if we can, if you guys would love to sponsor, or maybe like do a collaboration between making maybe like a workshop, spreading more awareness for voting, as well as what else, having staff as well talk about kind of things that have been going around, having more of a professional setting, if that makes sense. And if it's okay, can I go look over my notes?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
It's totally fine. The person who just walked in is our amazing Senator Wong.
Perfect.
Hola.
Sorry.
Hello. Yeah.
Now present.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
And so another thing, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but the university is also trying to become HSI, which is Hispanic Serving Institution, which I'm a part of. And so one thing that I've been trying to do is kind of push out more events for this, so that way I can kind of collect more information for the students, so that way when I have the HSI meetings, I can present to the whole table and be like, hey, so this is what the students are saying. So kind of doing events like that, so that way we can all collect kind of like data in the sense of what the students want to see in the university. So that way I can present at the HSI meeting, we can make it more happen. But yeah, that's one thing, as well as doing more like cultural performance. If you guys would love to sponsor kind of those kind of events and bring more awareness for mariachi, as well as for Corico Simula de Plata. Violet would also, if you guys would be down to collaborate with the other this semester or the following semester for a really huge Violet. And yeah, that would honestly, would, the purpose of us is to kind of branch out our name, and as well as helping you guys out with also bringing the Hispanic Latino community to
so,
be, you know.
Just for clarification, a baile is a dance, a big dance where people, typically Hispanic people, dance to traditional, usually it's Mexicans, because there's a lot of Mexicans in the United States. There's different kinds of music, typically live performance, as well as or with speakers and stuff like that. So something we would like to do is hold something like that on university, but have different kinds of Latino music playing to kind of have the entire Latino community presented. But that's one big part of our culture is dancing.
Yeah.
And that would
be
something.
Cumbia,
that could be on there too. Cumbia is really common around all of South America. And, so that'd be something that we would really like to hear your guys' opinion on, if that would be a possibility, because that's something that a lot of our students would really be interested in, especially your board. So,
but yeah, these are a couple ideas. I hope we didn't make the public comment too We didn't drag it out.
Not at all.
But yeah.
Awesome, thank you. We're gonna open the question, the floor for questions, so they'll be able to ask you questions directly. You can sit down. Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Are there any questions, guys? Okay. The chair recognizes Senator Radke.
Hey, thank you for your presentation. I'm the president for the Social Work Student Advisory Board.
Perfect.
Would you ever be open to like collaborating on different advisory boards for different schools?
Yes, of course. Okay, cool. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, I can give you the email and the Instagram,
okay,
or whatever works best that you want to reach out to us.
Okay, yeah,
But yeah, so let me get that on to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, Senator Evans?
It's not really a question, but one thing, I serve as a member of the DCE committee, and one thing we do is we do a veterans luncheon. And when I saw the idea about the ballet, I think this would be a perfect thing we could make a piece on.
Absolutely.
Right? As part of the idea, we could put this as like an annual thing that it's a requirement as like as a part of the idea you can work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be a really cool piece to work on. Would you be down to work on that?
Absolutely.
I think probably a lot of us would be. So I would love to get your contact information.
Please. Yeah, I would love to share my contact or let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Thank you.
Senator Huang?
I was just curious, have you guys held ballets and stuff before? And then what do you expect the turnout to be?
Okay, good question. So, from my knowledge, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've had any like sort of like dances like that are pretty big. And the turnout, honestly, I mean, to be realistic, hopefully like maybe like 50 to 75. And it also depending on how many organizations are willing to come together, right? But that's something like a goal, I guess you can say. But then at the same time, you know, kind of shoot for the stars, right?
Being optimistic,
they're
very popular, so
yeah,
and especially open up to more public. If it's families and students,
mm-hmm,
it could be a much bigger turnout.
Absolutely.
So it just kind of depends on the scope you kind of want to set.
Yeah, so honestly, I feel like, because we have a couple connections with the GSR, and so they kind of told us like we can rent out big rooms there, and then we, you know, have to like purchase the food plan and stuff like that. And so honestly, in terms of the space and all that, we also have connections with the Boys and Girls Club, and so they've already told us like, yeah, we guys can use our like the gym kind of thing, and you guys can do the ballets there. The only thing is the money, like, how much money can we gather, and for the end of the semester, transportation, because I know a lot of students don't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of students come from Vegas. Shout out my homegirl here. Not from Vegas, but I moved to Vegas. And so, but yeah, so if you guys, I think that's probably would be like, where, how much money can we gather?
If we turn it, continue.
Go ahead. Just a follow up then. Do you have an idea of how much you plan to raise for going forward with this event? And would you do it this semester, or would you do it for next year?
Perfect question. So we would, we might do like a small dance this semester, maybe just to kind of test out the waters and see how it goes. And so the budget for that is probably be around 500 to 1,000, just because we kind of want to make it just to students. But if we were to consider families and like, or like friends that don't, like for example TMCC, then probably the budget would probably be like around 2,000 to 2,500. I think that'll probably be like the maximum. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I feel like this is something we can involve local food trucks in, local community. I can help you reach out to Husser, the Sparks Latino Advisory, you know, like community council, for that possibly too. I know they'd be more than happy to help us advertise around the city of Sparks. So yeah.
One big thing too is when people fly performances,
mm-hmm,
they can be pretty expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, it kind of comes with the scope. We can hire a local, some might do it cheaper, some may not. DJs would also be definitely a thing we must consider on that, but yeah, in terms of performances, I'm certain that Flocorico and Mariachi would be able to perform. They'd be happy to do that, but we would need some, I guess, more professional,
of course,
as well.
Senator DeBarge?
Does the
Latino Student Advisory Board get club funding? Is it like a UNR club, or how does that work?
Yes, so we definitely do get funding. However, there's like kind of like branches of where we can access the funds. So for example, for our future event, we're doing, we're hosting a fundraiser with the Associate Democrats here at the university. And we're doing like a fundraiser for the immigrants, supporting immigrants in Nevada. And so from that, we're gonna buy some, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of Teaspoon. It's like a boba shop of going up. And so basically, ASUN is gonna sponsor like half of it, and then we're gonna pay the rest of it. And so then we're gonna sell it, and hopefully we can make around $700. So then whatever we make, we're gonna donate it to the Immigrants Act here to Nevada, and as well as we're gonna be selling tote bags as well for the event.
Not selling, we're gonna.
So as soon as they're gonna be purchasing, and they're gonna be making tote bags.
This is something I think will be involving our Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, mm-hmm. because we've run similar events for veterans, and I see that this is something we can easily integrate into our budget to make a yearly event, mm-hmm. just like with our Veterans Affairs group. Is there any other questions? Senator DeBarger?
What is something that you wish the general student body or ASUN or Senate knew about your group?
Yes.
Lovely question. So this is my fifth year, I'm gonna go into my one more semester before I graduate with my math in education. And before you guys are wondering, what does this relate to? So within my 5 years, I've realized that there hasn't really been like that much Hispanic/Latino representation here at the University of Nevada, Reno. So like, for example, when I first came here, I think it took me like 3 weeks to find somebody that spoke Spanish and kind of looked like me. And I was just like, hey, like when I first saw him, I was like, hey, what's up? It's like, and it's kind of funny because I saw a TikTok video where like this dude, like he's black and he went to Japan, right? And he saw another dude and was like, hey. And so it kind of reminded me of it. It's just like, it was similar to my experience when I came here to Reno. And so what I want for LSAB is to be remembered. And in a sense, also bring more awareness, so that way when students that are coming from either California or Vegas or any other parts of the US or internationally, to be like, hey, there's a representation for Hispanic Latinos, and be like out there displaying stuff like that. So that's what I see.
One thing too is a lot of the current Latino clubs on campus are really not known. I didn't know about a lot of them 2 years in. It took me 2 years to figure out a lot of the Hispanic clubs. So that's definitely something that we would like to see, as a lot more promotion, getting those clubs out there, letting students know that these are available. I've heard from a lot of students that they only come here and go home because they don't feel that there's anything they can do here. And that's not necessarily their fault. They didn't know that there's all these different clubs on campus. In terms of like diversity, we would like to see more. For example, it could be something simple like artwork on campus. There is a mural on Kane Hall, but it's Kane Hall. Not a lot of people go there. It's
I go there every day. Yeah. I love I go there every day.
But definitely would like to see a little more, because we are about 20% of the college or the population here at UNR. So it's almost a quarter.
I think it's 24.8%. We've actually reached 25% already.
Oh, nice.
But the only thing about the Hispanic service institution is that, well, for one, the budgets got cut because of the president. He made the cuts, right? And so therefore there's like a thing going on, but in order for you to even be eligible, you have to withstand the 25% for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you become Hispanic service institution. And going on with Vice President Emilio was saying is that I'm not sure if you guys know, but there's like 15 Hispanic / Latinos organizations here at the university. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that they just don't get enough exposure.
Yes.
And so that's one of the things that LSAT wants to do, help them out and kind of bring exposure to them. And honestly, we talked to a lot of our Hispanic side students, Latino students here, and they all said the same thing, like, yeah, if we knew about this, we would show up more to events. We would mm-hmm. love to participate, but there's just not much awareness. So
I would also like to add that it'd be really cool for us to have, for Latinos to have like a big event on campus, like a yearly thing that happens every year. There are different ones, kind of like the Latinx Howl, but
yeah,
it would be cool. Something like that would be really cool for Latinos too. It's obviously open to everybody, but you know, kind of showcasing a little more of our culture. That would be something that would
And as well as to add on, like, Hispanic Heritage Month. I love Hispanic Heritage Month, but if we're being completely honest, after Hispanic Heritage Month is done, like, it's kind of it. Like, that's kind of where it, like, kind of ends. And so, like, I remember, like, last year, so I kind of voiced that over, and I was like, yeah, so hopefully we can do more events like this, and that way more students are aware of the Hispanic Latino culture. And is there any other questions? I hope that answers your question.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions? Senator Evans?
I just want, like, Rhea, like, you should absolutely go for this annual event. I think this is 100% doable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, my girlfriend's Hispanic, and she's talked about wanting to do, like, go to dances here.
From the name, bro.
Right? And she's talked about, she's like, could you do that as a senator? Like, could you make a dance? And I was like, probably, right? Like, you should, and like, 20-25% of this university is Hispanic. That's thousands of students. Like, you should absolutely shoot for the stars here. I was thinking Joe Ballrooms, like you do with, like, Black Cultural Fest. Like, these are things you can
I was actually thinking Casey Plaza, so that
that's what I was thinking,
That makes sense too. Like, there's so much you can do here.
Or, like, everything, any other, Senator DeBarger?
Also, something that could be cool is, like, a dance lesson. If you're looking for, like, I know you talked about, like, promotion of clubs and just generally more exposure for the Latino and Hispanic clubs and events. So if you're trying to get, like, other students to be more aware of this, maybe like a lesson or something, just to kind of draw people who might not know much about it, like myself.
Yeah, I would love to say, we can definitely, if you guys would like to hear from the Latin Dance organization here at the campus, they do...
I already asked them, they don't want to... So,
well, if anything, we can also, you know, come up with the, but yeah, so, yeah, that's lovely. I think I would love that, to do that.
Yeah, are there any other questions?
Also, lastly, my fault for going informal and informal. I have a habit and stopped doing that.
Good
so,
job,
yeah,
there's no dress code for how you speak at this table.
Yes,
did you have another question, Senator Barger?
More of a comment. Yo tengo una amiga que trabaja en Latino Research Center que sabe bachata y a lo mejor podríamos hacer una cosa de, sí, como eso, una clase o algo con ella. Maybe.
¿Cómo se llama?
Carro Rocha Becerra.
Oh, you really, you know, the CBS?
I was a part of that.
Oh, you were a part of that?
Yes.
Because I was an intern there for... Oh, for 3 years?
Year three of the grad.
Oh, year two of the grad. Gotcha. Yeah, I was an intern for last year or 2 years ago. I was kind of generating lessons and making them Spanish-based.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, I didn't know that.
Do you know if it's granted this year? Is it? Because I know the funding was, like, taken away and put back.
Yeah, perfect question. So, basically, Carolina, she went into the...
She was working for a trio, no?
No, so she went, what are those people called, like, when they go and, like, kind of, like, promote the university around other...
Ambassadors?
Yep.
Ambassadors. Yeah. Like, she works at the, like, Panera Bread over there, not Panera Bread, but, like, around there.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, she goes and she kind of recruits, there you go,
promote
the university or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So now the person that's actually working in the CBS is Kenya. She used to work from Trio, and then she's not working at...
That's what I'm thinking of. I knew one of them was working at Trio or something.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot this. One thing we really want to do is go to high schools and promote the importance of higher education with current Latinos in university. Mm-hmm. One big thing for us, you and I went through this, is you don't feel like you can do it. You don't feel like... you know, the language barrier can't be broken, or the way you grew up you can't overcome those, you know, difficulties that you had to go through. Having an actual real life example of somebody who is doing it or has already graduated would be really beneficial for the students who don't have too much confidence in themselves for whatever mainly reasons. but that's something we have been planning on doing. We just can't figure out the logistical work on that, but
we can figure it out. You hear that, Dennis? As soon as you get your degree, you're coming back.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Senator
DeMarchi? On that note, I think it would be cool to do recruitment at like Nevada Bound or something, mm-hmm. to kind of draw people in and show that these types of clubs exist for them if they were to come to UNR. And I know we do tabling for the CSE at those. I'm not sure like how it works to get a table, but I imagine that would be like really beneficial recruitment wise.
Yeah.
And the last time I was there was actually students who did not speak English, and I think that they could have really benefited from people who spoke Spanish in that room. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know how we get on that.
We'll have to see. We'll have to talk to people who coordinate those. And then also, I was going to say we should have a dedicated like part of Nevada Fit that talks about the groups on campus that identify with like alongside your identity in terms of like Latino students being able to take a picture of a board that just says all of the groups they can go to, you know, and getting them to present to. So yeah, are there any other questions, Senator Rocky? No, don't apologize.
I guess this is kind of a general question. I'm from a small town that has a lot of Latino population. Is there any way that you guys could also reach students from smaller towns? Because I feel like that's an added
like
barrier, because we're not close to any big town. Reno's the closest, it's far away. I don't know how, if that would be in your guys' like.
What do you mean by it's just, you mean
like going firmly, kind of like to like,
yeah, I guess maybe out there.
Oh, Guanajuato or
Guanajuato.
That's
say
right. Pick up, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be.
Yeah,
outside
we can
of your guys' like resources. But.
No, we can definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Do that actually.
I have a lot of connections up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Anything. Talking of high schoolers,
okay.
We believe Dennis and I and our families do as well as that. Education is going to get you far in life.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for education, I would probably be doing construction or something. But in general, a lot of Hispanic students, male and female, their only way in life to have a better life is through education. And I think it's important for our people to be educated and to grow through knowledge. So that definitely is important.
Senator
DeBarcher? Just another connection to like the rurals. I work at a nonprofit, and there's this other nonprofit called the High Sierra Area Health Education Center, and basically their goal is like to get children in Nevada interested in healthcare fields. They work a lot with the rurals, so I imagine that we could probably put them in contact with you to get like at least information about being a Latino student at UNR to rural communities.
What was that called?
It's called High Sierra Area Health Education Center.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll write that down too, because I can probably send you the.
At that point too, I'm also going to send you guys a website to the Nevada Latino Bar Association. I know you guys probably aren't necessarily pre-law, but they have specific scholarships for Latino students, like the Andale Scholarship. So I'm gonna make sure to send that to you guys too. Okay.
Yes, please do so.
Yes. Any other questions, Senator Hull?
Yeah, just a quick question. What is your guys' faculty like support? Like, do you guys know your faculty advisory is, and what administrators or professionals on campus are working with you guys?
Yeah, so we are partnered up with the Latino Research Center, and so that's in the Kane Hall, the first floor, next to the new mural that was painted. We're also pretty, I guess he was our previous advisor, his name is Osvaldo Jimenez, he's a Vamos PAC Latinx coordinator for the university and outside of the university, and also we're kind of like with the Multicultural Center with Hadia. She's a Latinx coordinator for the Multicultural Center. And so,
as well as Dr. Jafet, she's the director of the Latino Research Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so currently she is our advisor, and as well as our second advisor, Bernardo Aguilar. And so then, so those are kind of like some names that we are putting out there.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty much it.
Do you guys feel supported by the faculty that you guys work with?
Yeah, no, definitely. They definitely have, they helped us out in terms of helping us with the organization and our board, and as well as outside, kind of giving us insights on how to run a board, and as well as how to fundraise, and as well as how to make events. But yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you for quitting.
Are there any other questions? You can ask questions, TJ.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I enjoy your presentation a lot.
I think that's all we have for you guys. So yeah, thank you. Another round. Yes, thank you guys so much. You guys are free to stay if you want, but you can also leave if you don't. So yeah, that's
question.
Yes.
Normally, how long do the meetings normally last?
It depends on how much is on our agenda. Today we'll only have a few more things to discuss, so it shouldn't last. I estimate as chair around 15 or 20 more minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
Of course, it's no problem. All right, let me pull up our agenda again, guys. All right, moving on past public comment, we'll be going on to the adoption of minutes. The minutes are attached to the current agenda. I'm seeking a motion to approve minutes for agenda items 6A through B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Evans. Is there a second? Second. Seconded by Senator DeBarger. Is there any dissent? The motion passes. The minutes have been approved. Moving on to reports, given that my liaison is with the Department of IDEA, I'm going to refrain from commenting on the current situation. I haven't had much contact with Director Navarte in the meanwhile because of what's going on in the department in terms of internal. I'm giving her space and handling that, of course. So I'll be moving on to Senator Fong. Do you have if you have a report today, feel free to give it. I know you've just moved into the committee,
yeah.
So if you don't, that's fine as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, I don't have any dais positions or anything like that with your guys' committee, our committee right now. But I will say that I was pretty excited last February 21st, we held a Lunar New Year festival with the Multicultural Center, which was a pretty awesome event. I think over 500 people attended that, which was pretty significant. And I was working very closely with LEAF to Speaker Ackland. To get some funding from our outreach budget to help sponsor and make sure that event succeeded, because they had originally asked the residence halls, and it seemed unlikely that the residence halls were gonna fund the full amount. So I got in contact with the Department of IDEA, asked what they were doing for that event, and then also made sure that we gave some stuff as well to help support that event, and I think it ended up going well. So, but apart from that, I don't know. First time here for this committee, so new to the rest.
Any questions? Senator DeBarger?
So the event already happened, you were able to
yeah.
get the funding. I know we talked about that in ASA.
Yeah, yeah, very,
okay.
very briefly, right? But Senator Ackland signed off on about $2,000
nice.
Of sponsorship money, and I'm not sure if they used all of it, but I'm almost certain they did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Moving past Senator Huang. Senator Strump, do you have a report today?
I have no report today.
Okay. Just to check in though, have you maintained contact with your liaison?
I haven't emailed her in a while. Or emailed them.
Oh,
so.
But you've emailed them since. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Just check in individually with me if you have problems with connecting.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Senator DeBarger, report for today?
I am going to be meeting with my liaison, Path to Independence, again after spring break. I'm really sad that I couldn't be here for the meeting that they came to, but I hope it went well. They're struggling with a lot of different issues that hopefully we could help with. So,
yeah,
that's all for my report.
Okay. Senator Radke, your report for today?
I am meeting with my liaison. Can you stop this at the time?
Wait.
Oh,
yes. You got this.
I am meeting with my liaison. We haven't figured out a time yet, but it will be in the next 2 weeks, so I'll keep you updated.
Okay, nice. And, sorry, I'm taking notes too. From Senator Radke, we're moving on to Senator Newbell. He did have a report sent in. Okay. Senator Dayton, I'm surprised she didn't respond before. Excuse me. Moving past agenda items 7, F through H. Senator Evans, a report for today?
A brief report. It didn't have much to start, but after hearing about the idea of Latino Ballet and all the stuff from you guys, I just want to say I'm extremely excited to work on this. I think the ability that senators, Department of IDEA, Committee of IDEA, ASUN, and and the university as a whole have to create events like this, I think this is like why we're elected, right? Like this is why we do what we do. I mean, this is why I'm passionate about things. I love these big overarching events that you can hold for lots of people. And also, I think a cool idea would be doing it during like Hispanic Heritage Month, the days of September and October. That'd be really cool. So that's all. Thank you.
Moving on past agenda item 7 to agenda item 8, old business. We'll move on to agenda item 8A, liaison adoptions. For transparency, I'll state that the only liaison position we have open at this time is the Multicultural Center, which I think is a very beautiful one. Is there anyone at the table who would like to make a motion to change or position themselves into a new liaison? Senator Huang.
I move to add myself to the liaison position for the Multicultural Center to be under his consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Barger. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, the motion passes. You're now the liaison to the Multicultural Center. I'll make sure to send you the liaison contact list. All right. Moving on to agenda item 9, new business. I wanted to open up a conversation regarding the Diversity Summit. As a committee, we were presented to by Dr. Duckworth of the Office of DEI, and she and Cheyenne asked that we submit a proposal to the Diversity Summit to present. Given that the proposal deadline closed this Wednesday, March 11th, I submitted a proposal on the behalf of the committee, but this proposal can be changed if everyone is in disagreement with. And also, I'd like to remind that the Diversity Summit will be happening only one to two days after, in which new senators are sworn in. So what that means is that if you are not going to be on this committee next year or next session, based on whether or not just your availability, or also whether or not you'll be serving as a senator next session, this project is for us to basically, if I'm to quote, you know, someone who I respect, Carmina, we're going to be planting seed for a tree that we won't be sitting in the shade of. Making so other people, whoever chooses to sit on this committee next session, can go ahead and try to present to this Diversity Summit if they so wish. The idea that we chose to go for was one suggested to me by Senator DeBarger, which is a digestive review of all past, current, present, not too many, but pieces of legislation that the Senate table has passed regarding IDEA, AKR, inclusivity, diversity, equity, and accessibility, as well as other multicultural bills that have hit the table. This digestion will also come with audience interaction, as we signed up for a workshop portion, wherein I opened the idea that audience members could also add amendments or clarify where they thought the legislation could see improvement. I want to open this conversation up now to the members of the committee, and also you guys are welcome to interact as well. Is there anyone who has any points of conversation regarding this or any questions? Senator Barger.
So if we are not going to be a senator or going to be on IDEA next session,
yes,
we can't go to it, or we still can, but...
First off, I encourage everyone to go to this event regardless of whether or not they're a sitting senator. Secondly, once this new committee has been apportioned, I may not be the chair, so we'll have to see how things go. But it's my intention to ask the new committee of IDEA for the 94th session if they will allow us to still present, considering the deadline is so close to the new session's beginning. Once we have achieved the permission of the chair of IDEA for the 94th session to present, you're all welcome to present with us, regardless of your position or anything else. Are there any other questions? Oh. Any other conversation at all? This is open for conversation, you guys. You can really talk about your ideas. Senator DeBarger?
I think it would be cool because this is a good opportunity to remind the public that they can be a part of legislation. Mm-hmm. Because isn't it true that anyone can like author a bill, but it just has to be like sponsored or
correct.
Like submitted by a senator?
Yes, correct.
So it might be nice to, I don't know, some kind of reminder to everyone that's there that, like, if you have an idea of something that Senate needs to be working on,
yes,
like, obviously we get public comment, like, that's great, and they can also, like, be a part of actually writing things if they want.
Yeah. We recently had student involvement in writing our piece reaffirming university policy against hate speech.
Right.
We had a member of the executive board of LSAP, Brisa, join us in writing and amending the piece. So, yes. Is there any other points of discussion from anyone at the table? Also, if you have problems with the notion of presenting, you can also raise that issue too. It won't be a thing of disrespect. Yes?
I have a quick question with the boss. Sorry.
Does the body give permission for Dennis to speak?
Yes.
Sorry, that's like a weird procedural thing.
No worries. Please. I would love to be familiarized with the procedures, right? And my question was, did the policies pass with Jorge Benuto's, Senator Benuto, when he was SR83?
Yes, that piece
passed
unanimously. There was not a single voice of dissent at the table regarding it. So that means all the senators who saw it agreed and voted aye. Yes. Currently, we're not sure if any action has been perceived in the response to that bill. But we're also advocating for sending that piece to President Sandoval every single week until we see a response. So, yeah. All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Of course. Are there any other questions or discussion regarding Agenda Item 9A, the Diversity Summit? Okay. I'm going to say as a non-action item, not really action item, that I ask you all to continue advocating and giving outreach regarding the Diversity Summit, especially now that you hopefully will be presenting in it. And then also, I'd like to remind that if you're uncomfortable with the notion of presenting in the summit, you can absolutely choose not to. But anyways, moving on, agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting for the Committee of IDEA at 5:32 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 405, in person and on Zoom.